So welcome back, Councillor Don McKenzie. Hello.
Hello.
So we are currently talking your county with North Yorkshire County Council, and we're talking roads at the moment. There's a whole variety of different areas affected. If you regularly drive along the A59 between Skipton and Harrogate, we're going to talk about Kecks Gill. We're also going to talk Knaresborough's Bond End and the new highways permit scheme. Councillor Don McKenzie, you can choose. Which one shall we talk about first?
Well, let's talk about Bond End, since I know it is a problem area very much in the forefront of people's minds, not least residents of Knaresborough. Bond End has been, for several years, an air quality management area. In other words, the levels of vehicle emissions are, by government standards, too high. And this is the problem that we're very anxious to address. The main problem at Bond End is it's an historic but complex road junction, built no doubt long before modern day traffic levels were even considered. And it involves at the moment a series of traffic lights, which means that vehicles often are standing still, waiting for the traffic lights to turn to green. And while they're doing so, with the exception of a few cars that have an automatic cutout switch, most cars simply tick over. And the ticking over of a vehicle, especially a diesel vehicle, is particularly bad for air quality. The emission of nitrogen dioxide with an idling engine is particularly bad. And that is the problem at Bond End. So we have been working now for several months, along with the assistance of a steering group, of which I'm an observer, working with highways officers and consultants to work out a scheme of traffic management at Bond End that will improve air quality. We're nearly there, and early in 2018, the steering group should be in the position to receive from officers a preferred option of what we do to alter the traffic management. That recommendation will be passed on, I hope, from the steering group to executive members and the corporate director at County Hall in order to take a decision. And whatever decision is taken, the works associated with that decision will begin, and I hope be well on the way towards completion, in March 2018. So it's something that we very soon now, by the end of the council year, which is March 31st, 2018, should be well underway.
And is, I know you haven't decided on which option it's going to be yet, but could that involve buildings going? Would it involve just the sort of change in the sinking of traffic lights? What could happen?
Well, it is likely, and that the decision is yet to be taken, but the preferred option by members of the public was the complete removal of those two sets of traffic lights and have them replaced by means of two mini roundabouts. Mm-hmm. The other preferred option was the removal of one set of traffic lights and being replaced by one mini roundabout. It is too early to say which of those two options will eventually be recommended and go to the steering committee, but either way, the scheme that will be chosen will be one that our extensive testing will show does have the effect of reducing air quality problems at the same time as making the junction as efficient as possible and as safe as possible.
So we'll move then from Knaresborough's Bond End. Let's talk Kecks Gill now.
Yes.
So the A59 between Skipton and Harrogate, many people will be familiar with that route. There is a certain patch of the route, the part right near the steep cliffs, Kecks Gill, which has been a subject of traffic conversation for many, many years. What's happening with that?
Well, we're well underway with Kecks Gill of mounting a bid to divert the A59, which is a major A59 Trans-Pennine route, away from, as you say, this steep slope on which the A59 is precariously balanced. We had to close the A59 at Kecks Gill for some 8 weeks last year. And yet again this year, we've got temporary lights there at the moment because an HGV hit the crash barriers on its way down Kecks Gill. Not only did it break the crash barriers, but also broke the stanchions, the supports of the crash barrier, away from the ground underneath. And because that ground is sloping, it's been a major exercise in rebuilding that and then putting back the crash barriers. So we have been working there under temporary lights for several weeks now. We had an extensive consultation period and it received a huge number of replies, most of which were very much in favour of our proposals to divert the route away from that slope to a more appropriate and flatter area. Officers are working within a fairly narrow corridor now, working out the best route for that diversion. Their findings should come to executive members within a few weeks, and so within a few months we should be in a position of drawing up a bid for government funding. Early indications from central government suggested that they are very much open to our doing everything we can to improve the resilience of that route.
And it is a very well-used route, isn't it? So that's going to affect a lot of people.
It is indeed. It is both Transpennine, but it's important for residents of Craven, Skipton, to come over to Harrogate and vice versa. So it is a particular part of our highways network that we want to see improved.
So next one on the list then, we'll move from Kexkill and we'll go in towards Harrogate. Now then, there's been a variety of different works that have been happening in Harrogate over the past few months, all of which or some of which have been affected by the new highways permit scheme. Just remind us what that is to start with.
Yes, at the moment, utility companies, that is water, gas, telecoms, fibre, electricity, if they want to work on the highway to reach their equipment, to repair their equipment, all they have to do is notify the local highways authority, which is North Yorkshire County Council, agree a timetable and get cracking. Unfortunately, that method doesn't give us the monitoring control that we would like to have. And so in common with many other local authorities in the country, we intend to introduce, following a consultation which we've carried out, a permit scheme effective from the 7th of February, under which those utility companies who wish to work on the public highway have to apply for and pay for a permit to do that work. That permit scheme and the income from it will enable us to have far greater control over timings. We also wish to ensure that any work that's done is completed as quickly as possible, because I do get a lot of complaints from road users that they see excavations on the road caused by one utility and yet no work seems to be taking place. All of that we want to tighten up for the benefit of the travelling public. And so with effect from the 7th of April, that permit scheme will be introduced.
So which works that have happened recently would have been slightly different if there'd been a permit scheme in place?
Well, I'm not saying any would have been slightly different. I think the ones that have taken place, we probably could have scheduled a little better. We could probably have tied the companies down to a tighter timescale. There is also the ability under the permit scheme to issue financial penalties for failure to keep work on time. By and large, our relationship with utility companies is excellent. They do a very essential job very well indeed. In fact, just recently, in the run-up to the Christmas market, there was a bit of a panic by Christmas market organisers at Northern Gas Networks, who were working at the bottom of Parliament Street at that major junction with Ripon Road and King's Road. Those works were going to overrun and cause difficulties for the Christmas market. In spite of all of that, Northern Gas Networks were able to complete their job 2 days before the Christmas market started. And I pay tribute to the way in which they knuckled down and got that job done.
So what can we expect then for 2018? Still keeping our eye on Harrogate, I presume. Is there anything we need to be aware of coming up over the next 12 months?
Well, in January 2018, I regret to say there'll be more extensive roadworks along Otley Road. Yorkshire Water have announced that they are laying new mains pipes. This new mains work, I understand, is not just replacement work because of its old equipment, but also improvements in their facilities in order to cater for new residential development that's taking place further along Otley Road, both the Crag Lane site, which has permission for 125 homes, and on the other side of the road, which has permission for several hundreds of homes beyond Cardale Park. So, yes, there is extensive work coming up on Otley Road, so there will be a degree of disruption during January and thereafter.
Councillor Don McKenzie, thank you very much.